grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Let us pray. Most merciful God, as the people of Jerusalem with palms in their hands gathered to greet your dearly beloved Son when he came into his holy city, grant that we may ever hail him as our King, and when he comes again, may go forth to meet him with trusting and steadfast hearts. Follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
But when Jesus drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it, you shall say this, the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, why are you untying the colt? They said, the Lord has need of it. And they brought it to Jesus. Throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as they rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. And as he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying,
blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, teacher, rebuke your disciples. He answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
We hold our palms high and sing hymn 442.
Thank you.
On this Palm Sunday, Sunday of the Passion, Divine Service 3, page 184, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart, and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Chant the intro.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory?
The Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. When he sees that their power is gone and there is none remaining, bond or free. Then he will say, where are their gods and the rock in which they took refuge, who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise up and help you. Let them be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God beside me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lift them up, O ancient doors.
King of glory may come in.
Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please remain seated for the verse and gospel.
He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Then the whole company of them arose and brought him before Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this man misleading our nation, and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is a king. And Pilate asked him, Are you the king of the Jews? And he answered them, You have said so. Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, I found no guilt in this man. But they were urgent, saying, He stirs up the people, teaching them throughout all Judea, from Galilee, even to this place. When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him over to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had long desired to see him because he had heard about him, and he was hoping to see some sign done by him. So he questioned him at some length, but he made no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by vehemently accusing him. Herod with his soldiers treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then arrayed him in a splendid clothing, he sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that day, for before this they had been at enmity with each other. Pilate then called together the chief priests and rulers of the people, and said to them, You brought me this man as one who is misleading the people. And after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore punish and release him. They all cried out together, Away with this man! Release to us Barabbas. A man who had been thrown into prison for an insurrection started in the city for murder. Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus. But they kept shouting, Crucify! Crucify him! A third time he said to them, Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him. They were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they had asked, but he delivered Jesus over to their will. And as they led him away, they seized one Simon, a Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross, chariot behind Jesus. And there followed him a great multitude of the people, of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. Turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments, and the people stood by watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you were the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus called out with a loud voice and said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, praised God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." And all the crowds that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things. Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, who had not consented to their decision and action. He was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down and wrapped it in a linen shroud and laid him in a tomb cut in stone where no one had ever been laid. Yet it was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. The Sabbath day they rested according to the commandment. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We stand, Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from
Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in Christ Jesus, crucified and raised for us. Dear beloved in Christ, this is the beginning of Holy Week, the holiest week of the year. Today, all of history finds its meaning as we begin this week from Palm Sunday till next Sunday, Easter. Because we see who our true King is, the innocent one who died for us guilty ones. At every step of the way during Holy Week, Jesus was declared innocent. Herod declared him innocent. Pilate, even the thief and the centurion, this man has done nothing wrong. They were right. He has done nothing wrong. Christ, the Holy One, is to be sacrificed for us unholy ones. The innocent died for the guilty, so that being clothed in Him, we now reign with Him in heaven, because His robe of righteousness is placed upon us. This is what Holy Week is all about, who our true King is. The reason this week is the holiest week of the year, and all of history comes to its apex in Holy Week, Christ enters into Palm Sunday to the Hosannas, Lord, save us. Then on Monday, he goes and drives the money changers out of the temple with a whip. Tuesday and Wednesday, he prays in the temple courts and talks to his Father. Monday, Thursday, as they're celebrating the Lord's Supper, he washes their feet. He institutes the sacrament of Holy Communion. Good Friday, after he has been betrayed in the Garden of Gethsemane and brought to a trial, he's crucified, he's died, and he's buried. And then his body rests in the tomb all day on the Holy Saturday Sabbath, and on the Easter Sunday, he is raised from the dead. This week is all about Jesus, the true and innocent King, being sacrificed for us guilty ones, so that in His righteousness we can be declared innocent. Here is your true King. Jesus is the King of the Jews on Palm Sunday with the palms and the coat and the hosannas. Jesus is also the true King of the Jews on Good Friday with the thorns, the cross, crucified. How could the crowds go from Hosanna to crucified? We consider on this the Sunday of the Passion. We began the service with the account of Christ's procession on the colts, the palms and the hosannas, proclaiming Jesus was indeed the King of the Jews. Now, the Jewish people would chant the Psalms, the Hallels, as they came up to the temple for the Passover. Some 115, 116, 117, they would chant these as they came down the road into Jerusalem. Now, Jesus is riding upon a colt that no one has ever sat upon. And they're not only waving the palm branches, but making a carpet out of the palms and with their coats on the road. This is the royal road for Jesus to follow. This is a street lined with the coats of the people. And here comes Jesus in humility on the colt. His name is Jesus, Yeshua, Joshua, that means Savior. The cry, Hosanna, means save us. Save us from sin, and death, and hell. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord from heaven to earth. Blessed is the coming of the kingdom of our father David here on earth. Hosanna in the highest among the angels, Hosanna among the people here on earth. The song of the angels and people join together. Hosanna, Hosanna, as we sing in the divine service. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And he's coming up to the temple. Later that night, when they go back out to Bethany, he reminds them, as he spoke to the Pharisees and scribes, who said, tell the people to be quiet. Jesus says, if they did not cry out, the stones would cry out. We are those stones, we Gentiles. We are the ones that were dead and are now made alive. We are the stones made alive. Among the Jews came the Messiah for all nations. Remember this week, Jesus is your true King who was declared innocent. We cried out, Hosanna, Lord, save you. Lord, save me. Lord, save us. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the true King of the Jews. But secondly, you heard the account of Christ's crucifixion. The thorns, the cross, called to crucify. What is happening is that now we see what the true King came to do. He came in utter humility. Even the sign above his head said, Jesus, the King of the Jews. We're seeing a whole different king. A king that is crucified and scourged and crowned with thorns and mocked, spat upon, and given a purple robe. The Jewish leaders say, ha, you're the Christ, come down and save us. The Roman soldiers laugh at him. Look at this king. And it says they got on their knees and spit on him and mocked him. Here we see the nature of Jesus' kingdom. He shares our suffering. Our crown of thorns, our cross he bore. His garments are stained with his own blood so that we can be covered in his holiness. And indeed, the temple was going to be destroyed and he would raise it up in 3 days. The temple of his body. This text today from Luke has 3 of the last words of Jesus on the cross. Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Today you will be with me in paradise. And Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. The reason why it's important that it says the temple curtain was torn in two is this. In the temple, there was a thick curtain that separated the holy place from the Holy of Holies. The only person who could go through that curtain was the high priest chosen for the Day of Atonement to offer the sacrificial blood for the sins of the people. Now, Jesus is our high priest. The temple curtain is torn in two, and so we can come into the presence of the Holy of Holies because Christ was sacrificed in our place. His body was torn so that we might be healed. The temple was torn so we can come into the presence of the Holy of Holies. And when the body of Jesus was taken down and wrapped in a linen cloth and rested in the tomb, he took with him the thief who he said, today you'll be with me in paradise. He did commit his spirit to the Father in heaven. And as we await the celebration of Easter Sunday and his resurrection, we see here our true King. The thing is, that sacrificial one gives himself to you in water and word in your baptism. He spoke to you this morning and said, your sins are forgiven. He gives you his body and blood under the bread and wine and says, I died in your place so that you might live forever. Every one of these texts says, given for you for the forgiveness of your sins. You are forgiven. The Lord will welcome you into paradise. One day you will give your spirit into the Father's hand and join the Lord and the saints in heaven. Why? Because Jesus, the true King, the Son of Mary, the Son of David, is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, as Paul said in Philippians. He was humbled, but now he is exalted. This is the holiest week of the year. Read your scriptures. Pray. Come to the services. And know this. In a world that is in complete disarray and darkness, here you have light, life, and salvation because Jesus is your true King. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
We stand to sing the offertory.
Prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Lord of hosts, your Son entered into Jerusalem amid shouts of Hosanna and people waving palms. Give us hearts full of your mercy. Join our voices to theirs in these holy days, that we would humbly bow our knees at his holy name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, you have revealed the saving gospel of Jesus Christ to all nations. Guard your church against all its enemies. Empower us in the proclamation of the saving gospel through works of mercy that make known your love, that brings light into the midst of darkness. Bless Trinity Church, early childhood, campus ministry, and international ministry. Bless Dr. Quinton and his wife Lindsay Cundiff, as they serve you in Latvia. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you sacrificed your Son on the cross that we may be called your children. Increase the faith of all Christians in their daily vocations, that receiving Jesus, trusting in his atoning sacrifice, we may be enlivened to live in sacrificial love for your children. This week, bless Nils Fransberg, Bridget Collins, Tony Sendelbach and Tori Sendelbach, Ruth Barnes, Pastor David Nairns, Stan Sendelbach and Heidi Franklin, Aaron Keister, Kurt Nairns, Stephen Hoover, and Owen Hartman as they celebrate their baptism and birthday. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you establish governments and appoint leaders to exercise your justice. Promote virtue and protect the weak. Bless our president, the Congress, our governor, the legislature of this state, all judges and magistrates, and those who protect our liberty at home and abroad, Calvin, Eli, Gabe, Mike, and Alex, and all who serve. Bring peace for Syria, Israel, Palestine, and the Ukraine. Continue to be with the victims of floodings and tornadoes, that we will serve you as good and faithful citizens. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Come to the French family at the death of their son Dalton this past week. Be with them and grant them in Christ, crucified and risen, the sure hope of everlasting life in paradise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father, we bring before you the sick, the distressed, and the needy. May your hand of mercy be upon Lindley, Grisurek, Sally McNeil, and Avery Davis, Rachel Fan and their unborn child, Fern Stein, Mike Knox, and Stephen Amet, Mike Wente, Steve Mute, and Ember Ward, Candy Darmody, Betty Tinney, and Alan Smith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We praise you, Father, that you've sent your Son in mercy. As we enter this most holy week and ponder together the mysteries of our great salvation, may the prayers of Hosanna, the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, rise to your throne of grace, who live and reign with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Service and Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. Right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, salve.
Body, blow out the Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen Son, and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Yeah.
life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. The Menace, page 199, we stand to sing.
His countenance upon you and give you peace.